This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last few visits, we've been developing an outline for the book of Jude, the next to the last book of the Bible. We amplified the purpose Jude had in mind and problems the recipients of the book were facing. Now let's consider what Jude presents as God's provision. I've already shared some thoughts on verse 1. Jude says that if you're a Christian, you were called before you responded. God called you because He loves you. Once you respond to His call, He continues to love you. He'll do so until the day He presents you without fault before His glorious presence. This means you are kept by Jesus Christ until that day. He keeps you from falling or stumbling. Now, this doesn't mean you'll never stumble or fall in your journey. What it does mean is that you will not fall or stumble out of God's grace. Jude blesses you with the promise of mercy, peace, and love in abundance. We need to be aware of the enemy who is out to destroy us. Then we need to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. This involves feeding on the Word of God. It also involves prayer, Spirit-directed prayer. And to stay safe, we need to keep ourselves in the sphere of God's love. God's love is revealed through His Word, the Bible. Our responsibility is to keep ourselves within what the Bible says is God's will, as well as do what will please Him. And we are to keep on doing that while we wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we will be presented faultless before God. What a day that will be! Trust God to keep you prepped and protected for that day. If you'd like to review these scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.